there's hope and there is God and that there is a way out.
I'm here with Laura Mendez from Coaching Spirits. Thank you so much for joining me on the Walk Talk Challenge.
Thank you for having me.
So talk to me about Coaching Spirits, because it's not just a coaching business. You have a personal connection to the clients you work with, so it's more than just a coaching business. It's more like a mission.
So Coaching Spirits is a podcast, an online store. My purpose and mission is to empower women who have been through domestic violence in hopes that they know how to get out of this situation, or if they are currently still in the situation, to help them with giving them tips and things to do to keep their sanity and things like that.
That's a big, huge topic. And when you're thinking about ministry or having a business or a coaching service in that area, what is it about coaching that really was attractive to you as a way to kind of share this very important message?
My own personal experience, my own walk and personal relationship with God. In my own personal experience and my walk with God, I've seen the way that He has helped me. He has healed me in many ways. I believe that He has also anointed me, because I've seen the work that He's done through me and the work that He allows me to do for others through Him.
Wow. Talk about a mission.
Yeah.
I mean, I love that. You know, it's more of a calling if you think about it. If you've been called to do this and you don't do it, you're not just doing yourself a disservice. You're not able to reach the people who desperately need to hear your message. What's the one thing that you women who are experiencing challenges like domestic violence in their lives to know, the one thing that you want them to know?
The one thing that there's hope and there is God, and that there is a way out. And, you know, I just strongly encourage any person who is going through domestic violence to seek God and to have hope and to allow God into your life so He can lead you.
So many times, people pop into our lives at the right time and you wonder, where did this come from? Or situations occur and you're like, how did this happen? And a lot of times in my experience, I call it a God thing, right? Or a God
moment. Yeah.
And I feel like you and I meeting for the Walk Talk Challenge is definitely one of those things, because you have such a powerful mission and a message, and it definitely needs to get out there. So for someone who maybe has, and maybe it's not domestic violence in their case, but maybe somebody who has been through a serious challenge in their life that's shaken them to their core, and they've come out the other side, and now they want to be a help, a guiding light to others who have experienced what they have experienced. So they want to be you. You know, because you're on the other side now and you're helping guide other folks through your experiences and through your knowledge. What words of wisdom do you have for them?
Use your, get in tuned, touch with your spiritual gifts. You know, that's one of the things that I learned through my personal relationship with God, as He was teaching me all this, the spiritual gifts that I have, which I was kind of surprised to know that I have many, So definitely. I mean, if you get into the Word and you're seeking for God to help you to know what your spiritual gifts are, He'll tell you, He will show you, and He will put you out there to do them. And most definitely, I mean, you know, just tap into your spiritual gifts and go serve, go shine your light.
You know, in serving, you wind up gaining so much more out of it. Where can folks go to connect with you, to learn more about what you're doing? Because I know that you've got a podcast. So share with our listeners all the places they can go to get more of you.
Yes, thank you. So I am on all social media platforms at Coaching Spirits, and the name of my podcast is The Coaching Spirits Podcast, Unmasking Domestic Violence. So I am on Instagram, Twitter, Pinterest, and Facebook.
I love it. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you so much for having me.